Reiner and Corby Davidson, only on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
We're approaching 9 o'clock here on The Ticket on the Dunham and Miller Show. Gordo's Corner coming up here in about 15 minutes at 9:30. Another win for the Mavericks last night. We take a look at their rather strange predicament coming up tomorrow at home against the Spurs. Right now, let's try to determine the biggest show coming to town.
Biggest show.
All right.
Biggest show.
Yes.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
All right.
All right, we've got six candidates. We'll run through the list. At the end of the segment, we'll vote on which is the biggest coming to town this week. Candidate number one, we start Friday night at the Nokia Theater in Grand Prairie. It's the comedic stylings of Gallagher.
Ticket Zone.
Was he up in studio with us?
I thought he was one time.
Last
time
he was in
town. No, he was up here, but he didn't go on with us.
Okay, he went on with
going with Bo or something?
Something like that, yeah.
I did a whole TV show with him once.
Yeah, and then I ran into him.
Probably at SMU.
I ran into him in the parking lot that day.
He's weird.
Yeah, he was really strange, and he was talking about the fact that his show was on the same night as our summer bash, and that no one wanted to come out to his show. They just wanted to go see the T-word. I just said,
happy birthday, Gallagher. Merry Christmas.
I didn't know what to say.
He's 63, and is he still smashing fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys probably never saw it, but he was on like a full show of mine, and all we did was smash stuff. I mean, it was everything we were smashing, too.
I saw some of that.
And we completely wrecked that Victory Park. The crew had spent like 3 hours cleaning up watermelon and cherry syrup, and it's so idiocracy. It was, and we played patriotic music as we were smashing stuff.
Does he do anything else in his stand-up?
It's so dumb.
I've seen several of his stand-up specials on like HBO from years ago, and that's the end of his act.
Yeah, he only does the smashing at the end.
He had a good hour and 15 minutes of material that was really funny.
I think he's funny.
Yeah, I think he has some really good jokes.
And
he
has
a lot of other props.
He's crossways with his brother, who also tours as Gallagher smashing stuff, I think.
Really?
Yeah, there's like all kinds of lawsuits and...
That's awkward.
Like that.
Kind of brings the room down a little bit.
Yeah, so Merry Christmas, Gallagher.
All right.
So which one are we getting here, the real or the twin?
We're getting the real, I believe. Can't be sure.
Well, we know.
But I believe it's the real.
And I swear we did have him on. Not the last time he was in town, but the time before.
No, he's never been on this show.
Fernando's never been on? Gallagher?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Has that wild hair.
That frizz hair.
He used to, for a while, his hat had more hair on it because he was starting to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So he would intentionally take his hat off during the show to show that.
So he was the first Carrot Top, right?
Prop comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, I think.
You think Carrot Top's funny, George?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
He says, holy cow, and it's a cow with an halo over it.
Yeah, I think he's funny.
Hmm.
I think he gets a bad rap.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at the Hat Tricks Sports Bar in Louisville.
Uh-oh.
Different.
Kip Winger.
Wow, has he fallen? Holy cow.
You're kidding.
I think that's a sports bar?
I think that's Coach Joe's place.
Is it?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the league.
No, can I stand that?
Kip Winger, the former lead singer of Winger.
Hey, Rich will be there. Rich is all crazy about Winger.
I hate Winger.
Why?
Whatever.
Because they suck.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
There's no difference in this and Kiss.
There is plenty of difference. Because, as a matter of fact, I saw these guys open for Kiss once, and these guys were horrible. No way. Not even close.
Sounds pretty good to me. How about you, Gordo?
Terrible.
Oh, this is great. I'm dancing.
Well, let's see y'all go.
You know,
then.
And I never got into Winger until Rich really sold me on them. He was all, and you guys need to listen to Winger.
He
loved Winger.
I'll listen to him if you want me to.
I made you another mixtape of Winger.
No such thing.
This had to be in some cheesy late 80s movie, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
No,
several.
I remember the first time I heard this was over at Rich's house.
No, you've never been to my house.
Well, he used to date Rachel Hunter before Rod Stewart married.
Well, the reason he dated me
Ray,
was
not
because...
Richard.
Look at Rich dancing in there. Look at him shaking his hips.
He's got the double horns up.
You love winger. You're all about winger. You said you only took this job to get closer to winger.
What?
Did you get your chance Friday night?
That is true. I did hear you say that.
That doesn't make any sense.
That part is true.
Yeah. Were y'all extremely confused when I said that?
No, it made sense to me.
All right, that's candidate two, Kip Winger at the Hat Trick Sports Bar.
Perfect. Oh, no. When we started dating.
Candidate number three, Saturday night at the Glass Cactus in Grapevine. Loverboy.
It's now just called Cactus. Loverboy.
Well, everybody's working for the weekend,
that's
right?
What I'm saying.
Mike Reno, what?
Oh, God.
Doesn't look quite the same as he did in 1983. Of course, we all don't. But.
Has he put on weight? Didn't he have like a huge muffin top spilling over his red leather pants?
Kinda, yeah.
Does he still wear those?
I think he does.
I think so. That's their trademark.
He's 55.
Don't worry about that part.
I didn't really like this
song. We all got to get older.
But there were some Loverboy songs I liked.
They are, by the way, still pretty much all originals. It's five.
Mike Reno, Rachel Nevada.
Four of the five original members.
Turn Me Loose. Nothing wrong with that.
Loving every minute of it.
Turn Me Loose. Gotta do it.
Hot Girls in Love.
Yep. That was okay. What was the one that.
Loving Every Minute of It?
Oh,
I hated that song.
What was that one?
Detroit Rock City.
Take Me to the Top.
Oh, that was a great song. I love that song.
Trying to find
maybe a sec.
Yeah, that was very cool.
What year was their first big album?
Oh, well.
80?
80 was their debut.
Loverboy and then Get Lucky, their biggest album.
Which one was it?
Came out in 81.
Take Me to the Top.
I remember my brother wanted this for Christmas so bad.
Loverboy?
Yeah.
Yeah, started asking this song.
This is a good song.
That is so cool. What a great beginning to a song.
Why is that cool?
This is the...
Sounds like a robot doing a clown walk with
this
gas.
This is the final cut from Get Lucky.
Listen to the drum roller. Love this song.
Let's get out of here.
Didn't make sense.
I saw these guys at my first concert, the 86 Texas Jam they were on.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they with Winger?
Nope.
That's why Van you went Halen. To the Texas Jam.
They were with Van Halen and the Greatness of Dio.
Now this sounds like generic Winger.
No.
Now this sounds good.
They got good music, but the vocals are horrible.
Well, this is the recording, I think.
It's recorded in a shower.
This is the version of it.
Now, did they raise him out of the well after he finished recording this? Or?
It's the copy of the recording. Just let it go.
Why are you such an ass?
He lives that way.
That's the character that I'm paid to portray, you idiot.
Sorry.
All right, that's candidate number three, Loverboy. Candidate four, also Saturday night, this at the Nokia Theater in Grand Prairie, Owl City.
Weird Owl?
Who's he?
Owl City.
So this is like a falconry show.
Hey, guys.
Oh, that's Bubo the Owl.
Hey,
they're
Owl,
singing.
How are you?
They're an American synth pop musical project by Adam Young.
I'm sailing.
They have won some awards and sold some records.
Not familiar.
That's very generic.
This is a pretty big hit around Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this song.
I heard it everywhere. The world is
so this is a 12-year-old singing.
This is called Fireflies. It made it to number one on the U.S. charts. Number one also in Australia, Denmark, the Netherlands, the U.K., Ireland.
Meh, it's nothing. Meh. Hey, I have a question. Since the guy sounds all young, it just reminds me. What's the deal with Justin Bieber?
You know, I don't know. He's just everywhere now.
What's with
he's
that?
Trending.
Where's he from?
He's always the top trending topic on Twitter. Always.
He's another Disney guy, isn't he?
Is he? Is he on one of those shows or something?
I don't think he was on a show, but I think he's he's a Disney dude.
Okay, well,
he's a Canadian singer / heartthrob. He's like 15 or something.
Because I've seen him on Disney. They've helped launch his career.
So he's a Disney recording artist.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm so tired of hearing his name.
The, I guess, comedic stylings of Kathy Griffin.
Biggest thrashing. There are two episodes of Seinfeld that I do not like, and she's on both of them.
Yep.
The one where she's doing the one-woman show, Jerry Seinfeld is the devil.
Yes.
Oh.
Me too. That drove me nuts.
Oh.
What is this now?
Jerry
Seinfeld's the devil?
She had two appearances on Seinfeld episodes, and one of them she had come to New York to make it in comedy, and Kramer let her know that Jerry didn't think she was going to make it, and her one-woman show became titled Jerry Seinfeld is the Devil. And that was it. And it was awful.
She's my kryptonite.
Oh, I'm with you. I am so with you.
No, sounds top notch.
She's had about, what, 5 reality shows on E! And whatever else.
Mm-hmm. And she uses the F word every New Year's Eve broadcast with Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. At least one.
I think it's 2 years in a row she
really?
Did something. She called some guy a sea sucker.
Whoa.
All right, let's vote on that note.
Was it Anderson you left Cooper? Off Peter Frampton Sunday at Texas
Show.
I did? He's not on my list, but let's put him on
before
the list.
Before the Samsung Mobile 500.
We've got a yellow flag down on the field right now that all you guys are ignoring.
What happened?
It was a funny line, and everyone missed it.
A funny line?
Yeah, sorry.
Who? Oh, by who?
By George.
Reissue, then.
No, I'm not going to reissue it.
I said, you know, we're talking about Kathy Griffin doing the New Year's Eve broadcast with Anderson Cooper a couple years ago, and she got in trouble. I said that she called somebody a sea sucker.
Uh-huh.
George asked
if it was Anderson Cooper. Well, that's who you said she was working with.
No, she didn't call him that.
Oh, okay.
Why would you say that she would call him that?
Only because that's who was also on the set that I knew of.
Okay.
The only known variable there.
All right, so candidate 7 will be Peter Frampton at the Texas Motor Speedway. That's after the race or
before the Samsung Mobile 500 Sunday.
Okay. Oh, I love Peter Frampton.
Hey, guys, how are you?
It's not just him doing the national anthem.
No. He's doing probably 3 or 4 songs like they normally do before
the race.
I thought
Charlie Pride was doing the national anthem.
Oh. Peter Frampton, is he the one we had up in studio?
Are we got to vote?
Or is that Billy Squire?
Biggest show coming to town this week is at candidate number 1, Friday at Nokia Gallagher. Candidate 2, Friday at the Hat Trick Sports Bar in Louisville, Kip Winger.
Candidate doing side work there.
3, Saturday at the Glass Cactus Loverboy. Candidate 4, Saturday at Nokia Owl City. Candidate 5, Sunday at the Guitar Festival at Market Hall. Bugs Henderson, Rhett Butler, Rick Derringer, and Ted Nugent. Candidate 6, Sunday and Monday at the Meyerson, Kathy Griffin, or candidate 7, Sunday at the TMS, Peter Frampton. Ja.
I'm going to say the Guitar Festival.
Okay, Gordo?
I'd like to vote for our buddy Rhett Butler at the Guitar Festival, but I'm going to go with Peter Frampton.
Okay, Rich?
Tickets own Peter Frampton. He came up here as Billy Squire one time.
I'll go with the Guitar Festival.
Chair.
Guitar Festival.
Fernando.
Loverboy.
I'll go with the Guitar Festival, too.
That.
So, 4 votes to 1-1. Biggest show, Sunday, Market Hall, Dallas International Guitar Festival.